The movie Queen doesn't start out well. After a night of pre-wedding celebration with her family, the fresh-faced protagonist Rani, played by Kangana Ranaut, is dumped by her fiancé. But Rani, or Queen in English, has worked hard to pay for her honeymoon. So, to the surprise of her traditional Hindu family, she embarks for Europe on a solo trip, her first ever. A string of charming and hilarious encounters follows. And when her fiancé finally catches up with her to win her back...
I love you, Rani.
Well, let's just say Rani is no longer the girl he left. Made for less than $2 million, Queen pulled in four times that amount in its first 2 weeks. Rapid-fire word of mouth made it the first female-centered comedy to be a box office hit in India. The Bollywood movies that pull in the big money tend to feature male heroes who get the girl. Stories that appeal to male audiences in a country where many women still don't feel comfortable going to movies on their own. But women have turned out in droves for this one. Outside a late showing of Queen in Delhi, the mainly female audience is gushing.
It makes us feel really happy after the movie. When you watch a movie, you want to get entertained, you want to feel happy.
Not
a typical Bollywood movie. It's different. Yeah, it was like rediscovering herself.
Freedom of a girl, what a girl thinks about the freedom. She has never been so free towards the world. She got an opportunity to see the world.
The ending is... telling us that we are free to do whatever we want, but we need to realize that we have the right to freedom too.
Which is a really empowering message, because the way Indian society is structured, life is really about getting married.
Advaita Kala is a Bollywood screenwriter, columnist, and author of Almost Single, the first chick lit novel in India.
And you're not assumed to be living a complete or a full life as a woman if you're not married by a certain age. People constantly ask you, are you getting married? When are you getting married? Are you married? Why are you not married? These questions will follow you around no matter what you achieve in life.
Kala says it's next to impossible to get a script with a female heroine greenlit by Indian producers. They understand profits lie in rowdy Bollywood movies that pull in repeat audiences of young men. Kala says what makes Queen's success all the more extraordinary is that it falls outside the cliched narratives of women as one-dimensional objects of fantasy or superheroes overcoming amazing odds.
It was about female empowerment, but it was stated in very non-heroic and realistic terms, So she wasn't that she was going through some extraordinary crisis in her life that brought this out in her. I mean, she was just going through a personal crisis, she got dumped a few days before her wedding. And it's how she turned her life around and set herself free in so many ways. And that is really what appealed to a lot of young women and women who watched that movie here.
Kala says it's also a rare Indian movie in which the female lead is allowed to be funny. Queen hasn't just won the hearts of Indians. It's clearly a story that resonates far and wide. Remakes in Tamil, Telugu, and Chinese are now in the works, giving more women around the world a chance to see stories of their everyday lives on the big screen. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in New Delhi, India.